We are going to be chatting to Monica Main about the Performing Arts Awards. It's all a game. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Beck. How are you going?
I'm so well, thank you. I am happy to be talking to you. We are going to be talking about the 2023 Performing Arts Awards ceremony that's happening on Monday. But you are, this is not your, I mean, we know you, Monica.
I know, I'm wearing another hat today.
How many hats do you have?
I thought you were going to say, how many heads have you got? I'm the Medusa. Yes, I am wearing the hat of being chair of Artist Relief Fund WA. We're a benevolent organisation which has been going for years. We help artists out in need. But we also run the annual Performing Arts WA Awards. We've been doing the awards since 2000, and the awards celebrate the professional performing arts in WA. We started out celebrating theatre, so performers, directors, best production, best new work, and now we've expanded. We have musical theatre, we have opera, we have dance, we have design categories, it's huge. We've got like over 40 different awards, so we're now inside the Heath Ledger Theatre, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's proper.
Yeah, totally proper. We've been in the foyer. We've jammed everyone in the foyer, the beautiful gold foyer at the Heath Ledger Theatre, which has been marvellous. So we've had the event there over recent years. But, you know, if you've ever been in a foyer with a bunch of performers and their mates, it's not only noisy, it's chock-a-block because with your ticket, and it's open to the general public. Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking today. Anyone can come along. You get, you know, yummy food and yummy drinks as part of your ticket. So, and there's performances, and it's a big party, actually. So it's lots of fun. Everyone's amped up. It's exciting. And so, yeah, we ran out of room. And with the very fantastic support of the state government, we are now able to be inside the venue. We're grown-ups now. We're in the actual Heath Ledger Theatre, which is fantastic.
Who are some of the nominees this year?
Well, if you're a theatre lovey, the great thing is we've got Best Main Stage Production and Best Independent Production. So the nominees are, you might have seen Barracking for the Umpire, mm-hmm. which is Black Swan, Blue Orange by Joe Pennell. That's Theatre 180, so it's an independent company, but they're very well funded. Cicada, Barking Gecko, City of Gold, that was a state theatre company and Perth Festival production. Mary Stewart, that was Performing Lines with Fremantle Theatre Company and Perth Festival, the smallest stage, and that's from the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre, but that was a Perth Festival show as well. But then you've got Best Independent Productions, Mama Stitch, Whiskey and Boots, that was down in Mandurah. You've got Mosquito, which was a Hayman Theatre Company production, Salamade, Blue Room Theatre, Sit or I'll Make You Sit, another Blue Room Theatre show, Takatapui, which was a Blue Room Theatre Nights show, and The Complete Show of Water Skiing, another Blue Room Theatre show. So in terms of that list I've just given you, I mean, they're main stage and independent productions. There's a massive show bag there. So there's outstanding ensembles as well. I mean, a number of those productions have been nominated for outstanding ensembles. So that's just theatre. And, you know, then you've got outstanding direction, outstanding design.
Oh, I mean,
dance awards.
we could be just listing everyone, and then finish at 12 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, if you want. I mean, you can go to the performingartswaawards.com. So we've got our own website, a gorgeous website where all the nominees are listed. If you're a musical theatre lovey, you can look at who's been nominated. But we've got a wealth of fantastic judges who are involved within the performing arts in WA. So we've got a huge show bag of judges who volunteer their time and go and see shows.
So I was going to say, so I mean,
yeah.
So you really, I guess, start the judging process from the beginning of the year.
Yes.
So judges already know that they're going to be a judge, and then just absolutely. Go and see everything.
We've got a pool of judges, and they put their hands to see certain shows in certain categories because that's where their expertise lies. And you don't just have one judge going along to a show and saying, oh, I love that. There's a number of judges who go to each show. And the shows themselves, the producers of those shows, have to fill in a form and nominate their show. And then we coordinate the judges to go along and see their shows. So it's a highly organised, we're talking spreadsheets. The judges, we've got a pool of judges. Judges go to specific shows. We make sure that each show has got a number of judges have seen it, so it's not just a random haphazard process. It's kind of highly curated in terms of who goes to what. And then the judges put in their scores, and they've got a form that they fill in. So it's not just like, oh, I like that. There's all these different categories they have to kind of, you know, score. And that's how shows get nominated. And to be nominated is really fantastic. People mention it on their CVs and biogs, et cetera, including most theatre companies and the opera company, dance companies, et cetera, independent companies. And, of course, winning is very prestigious. And if you win an award, you do get prize money. So we're very proud of the fact that we do give out money, because a few hundred bucks certainly makes a difference. It makes you feel good on the night. But, you know, particularly now, crisis back. You know, so it's lovely. It's lovely to be nominated, and it's really super lovely to win. We've got some fantastic sponsors on board. Like I mentioned, the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries is a fabulous new sponsor on board. The Arts and Culture Trust support us as well. They manage the venue. Harlequin Floors, they create amazing sprung floors for dancers. Media Super, Media Entertainment and Arts Alliance. So we've got some amazing sponsors on board, and we couldn't do it without them. And we've also got two Lifetime Achievement Awards this year as well, which are top secret. They get announced on the night.
Wow.
We have the valets where people have sadly passed away in the last year. We get to celebrate their contribution to the performing arts in this state. It's a big night. We also have entertainment. There'll be, you know, music played before and during the show. It's not just talking. It's certainly lots of clapping and cheering, and an opportunity for people to celebrate what's gone on in 2022. So it's not the year that we're in now. It's last year. Mm. We're having them. It's kind of like we're celebrating the year that's just gone in terms of the arts. What's been happening this year in 2023 will be celebrated next year. So it kind of rolls on like that. Yeah.
And this is all happening on Monday night. People can head to the Arts Culture Trust website and get tickets from there. Monica, thank you for putting this hat on to talk to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us. Thanks for your support, Beck.
I love a secret. I'm very much looking forward to finding out who gets the Lifetime Achievement Award this year.